control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Nemi, back for the first time in, recent
What's
history.
What's it been? Like a
My
quarter?
Voice, it's been, yeah, it's been several months. My voice has been on sabbatical, and the voice fairy finally saw fit to let my voice return.
It's I can vouch for back. People. You know, I mean, it sounds like a really lame excuse, but it's not. I mean, she would come in here almost every week and say, hi, guys.
I really want to work this week. I have some awesome show prep, but I just can't talk, which is kind of key on a radio show.
Yeah,
it is important, no doubt about it. Well, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
And there's
Thanks.
A lot to talk about tonight. I have no idea what's going on internationally. Like, we started this week talking about the situation that developed in Boston at the marathon mm-hmm. with the explosions. I think that was Monday night when we talked about that. But the last day, we focused quite a bit on the Rich Paul trial, which is a friend of the show who is facing 81 years in prison for selling cannabis. The trial is now through its second day and will continue tomorrow morning with the defense having they'll be starting tomorrow, basically. So prosecution rested its case today at the end of the day. The judge let the jury out about an hour early, an hour before court officially closed. And Rich Paul's journey will continue tomorrow, and we'll continue to bring updates, bring you updates on what has been going on. Now, Nemi, you have not yet been able to make it out to any of the trial. I think that's because you're probably working.
Yeah, I haven't been at the trial, no.
Mark, you were out for a portion of it today.
That's right.
I'm not sure what you saw, because I'm usually busy recording things, so I don't pay attention. But
I probably found out more from the tweets. Are you sending out the tweets?
I was sending the tweets, yes.
I probably found out more from the tweets than by my geographic location.
Were you locked out of the courtroom for a little while?
For a good portion. Yeah, I didn't get into the courtroom at all today.
That's because at one point the man in the robe decided that he was going to no longer have a public trial, but have a trial that only certain members of the public were allowed into, those who happened to be there at the time at which the doors were opened, because he began to close lock said doors, so that if you, for instance, were to come during a certain period of time, could be as long as an hour or an hour and a half or something, until the break was taken, until any break, so lunch or the mid-morning or mid-afternoon break, when those breaks are being taken, you would then have the opportunity to leave the room. You could leave any time, but you just could not re-enter.
Come back, right.
Yeah.
If you got to get potty, you're out.
Right. You would then have the opportunity to re-enter the courtroom. So one
everything
of the many
I
micromanaging
saw, everything I saw during this court case yesterday was the people were being extraordinarily respectful when it came to the door. Obviously, a few people peeked their heads in to see that there were no seats available. But, I mean, by that, I we're talking about three people is what I remember doing that. And so maybe throughout the course of the day it was double that. I don't know the answer. But other than that, they were very careful in the way the door closed. It didn't go bang or the noise. There's a vestibule on it, so yep. It would seem like it would handle the noise there. It just didn't seem like it was that big of a distraction.
So anyway, that was one of the micromanagey things that the judge did today. Aside from that, they went through a bunch more procedure. It was a really procedural day with lab geeks coming in and testifying.
Yep, that's pot.
Sure, it wasn't. Unfortunately, it wasn't that fast, Mark. When they testified, it would have been nice had they could, if they could just say that it was pop. But no, they have to, get their evidence bags, and there's a procedure to tape the. There's tape on the top, so they had to open the bottom and then take. And the thing is, each one of these people was asked the same questions
sure.
about their procedure. So since they had two different lab guys work on the marijuana and the alleged LSD that was part of the case.
That's what they've got to do, man.
I understand that, but it seems a little ridiculous. Like, one lab guy already testified to how it's done.
It's ridiculous that marijuana is illegal.
I agree with that.
It's not ridiculous the way they handle evidence. It's ridiculous that it is evidence.
No, it's ridiculous that you have to have the same procedure explained to a jury more than once. The same procedure. They both are
then
the
you're
same
clear
bureaucrat.
That both of the bureaucrats understand the procedure and abided by the procedure.
I get what you're saying, but it seems unnecessary to me. And but I think that's good for the defense.
If these were bullet casings from a murder, I think that that's a fair thing to do.
I think that that's good for the defense, because it seems to me like the prosecution is just droning on and wasting people's time. These are not critical issues at all that need to be addressed over and over. In fact, he even played a video again today that he had originally played once for one of the other witnesses. So he's just covering the same ground over and over again, and it seems totally unnecessary. The defense, by contrast, is much more succinct and much more able to get their point out and move along. So hopefully that'll benefit our friend Rich Paul, as he again is facing the rest of his life behind bars for selling some cannabis. Plus, it's, you know, I wonder if they tried to do any stipulations, or if they were even aware that Rich Paul released a confession video.
No, I suspect they're not. Why would they be counting?
I suspect they are, because they make a regular habit of reading freekeen.com.
Hmm.
So maybe they offered to stipulate and defense just refused to. I don't have those details, but I'm just trying to think if there were, you know, we actually saw a lot of witnesses today as compared to yesterday. Yesterday was only two witnesses. Today,
I think what happened was very important today, in that they the LSD, there was no LSD, right? Like, this was this item is not LSD, but the claim is that he sold it as LSD, and the judge wouldn't throw this out. So, you know, it's kind of a strange situation.
The confidential informant, who's no longer confidential,
the informant,
the snitch, got on the stand today and admitted that Rich Paul never said LSD to him when they were talking about buying and selling this particular product that comes on a blotter paper. It was 2CI, as the test results showed, and Rich Paul was advertising it as acid. Now, I think Rich's argument is essentially that, well, acid can mean a variety of different hallucinogenic
things. Isn't
that
one of the name brands that 2CI sold under?
There's no name brand
for acid.
For research chemicals. Right. These are street slang.
Spice is one of the names.
2CI is not sold. It's, from what I understand, has actually been prohibited since Rich Paul was arrested with it.
Okay.
So, anyway, the argument there is that he was not marketing it as LSD, so therefore should not be charged with that, or charged with the crime that says that you tried to sell something that you marketed as X, but it wasn't. So,
right.
For instance, if I, for instance, try to sell you a bag of oregano, and I tell you that it's marijuana, and you believe me for some crazy reason because you don't know anything about marijuana, then
not like it's never happened, buddy.
Then I'm essentially guilty of selling you marijuana.
That's right.
Well,
that's what they're saying about Rich Paul.
But you could claim, I suppose, that some people call oregano weed, right? Like, that's the claim here.
Oh, so like the general term. So I'm not selling you oregano and saying this is marijuana. I'm selling you oregano.
It's weed. But some people call oregano weed, I guess, is the claim that is being made.
So I thought defense made a good argument in this particular case. They did motion to dismiss the LSD charge today. And the interesting thing was the judge came back with a response that he had to look at
chilling,
the motion.
Disturbing response.
He had to look at the motion in the light most favorable to the state. And so,
has anyone ever heard this before, that the judge had to look at the motion in the light most favorable to the state?
I may be misremembering the exact terminology the judge used, but I believe that was essentially the gist.
I mean, shouldn't the motion be looked at as the in the light most favorable to the accused?
You would think, you know, in a fair justice system, or at least a somewhat something that has a semblance of fairness. So that was unfortunate. The judge did not dismiss the LSD charge, so it will be up to the jury on that particular count. And another big question that we're going to find out the answer to tomorrow morning is whether or not Rich Paul will actually testify. So, you know, on the positive side, Rich Paul is a likable character. He is funny. He's got a great sense of humor. If you were listening to the show last week, it was Wednesday night, actually, that Rich Paul was on the program with us, so go back there and listen to him. Although, actually, he was kind of serious through a lot of Free Talk Live last week. But generally, he's got a very good sense of humor.
Yeah,
and
jolly.
He's got some good points that can be made, but of course, testifying does open you to cross-examination, and that can always result in unpredictable elements. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, coming up, since we're talking about someone going to jail for selling real pot, what about the fake stuff? It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine, you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and get tuned in. We've got listening options. Live streams are available to you. That's three different size, by the way, bit rates on those live streams. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They air around the clock. You can get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, learn about our over 110 radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week. We've also got XM Satellite Radio that airs us all 7 nights. And you can learn about our free-to-air option, which is available to you via KU-band satellite in Central as well as North America. All of that is free, or at least the free-to-air is free. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com, learn more about it. Also, our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project as well. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with people who think like you. Because when you do that, all kinds of neat things become possible. Like this morning, we were out again for the second day in a row doing jury nullification outreach out in front of the courthouse. I had a sign that says 81 years in prison for a plant. And other people had no victim, no crime signs and jury nullification signs. And, of course, all the jurors have to walk by us on their way into the courtroom. So hopefully one or two of them might get it into their head.
One of the claim was that one of the jurors held the door for some of the activists out there. So that can't be terrible, right?
Really? That's interesting. I didn't hear that story. Because I was holding the door for the jurors as they were coming in.
Yeah, I don't – look, all I'm doing is repeating something I heard.
So anyway, so there was a bunch of people out there today for Rich Paul's trial, and as there were yesterday. And this is one of the nice things about being around people who actually care about liberty enough to do something is they do things. And they'll come out, and one of the things they'll do is support their friends. And, of course, you can be their friends by moving to New Hampshire and getting active as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org and become part of the most exciting, most successful arm of the liberty movement that there is. And, I mean, I say that with no hesitation, because I've yet to been pointed to anything that is even comes close. The Free State Project, politically, has had more success in 4 years than the Libertarian Party's had in four decades. You think I'm joking?
No, I'm just...
How many Libertarians have ever been elected to state house positions? It just doesn't happen in most places. For the most part, it just doesn't happen.
For the most part.
Because
happened in New Hampshire in the past.
Happened in New Hampshire in the long time ago past. Now they're getting elected in New Hampshire as both Republicans and Democrats because of the Free State Project. So, again, go to freestateproject.org, and that will allow you to get involved. So we're talking about Rich Paul. He is facing about 80 years of his life behind prison bars for selling cannabis. And this week I have spent basically most of the week now, most of the working week, sitting in the courtroom recording the various different things going on in the Rich Paul trial. So I just have to go back through my own notes here. And essentially I was tweeting out and hooting out or Facebooking updates about what was going on in the trial throughout the day today, as I did yesterday, on the Free Keen Facebook and Twitter. And it's also syndicated right there to the front page at freekeen.com. And there was a situation today with an undercover drug task force agent. I was ordered, to turn the video camera that I was operating toward the other side of the courtroom to where I could not record what this gentleman's face looked like. And I don't know, maybe I should hesitate to call him a gentleman because of the type of work that he does. But this drug task force agent was the only person who took the stand throughout the whole trial that was actually undercover. They did have another undercover agent that they had put on their witness list, but they never ended up calling him. They wanted to protect all the state agents, wanted to protect all of their witnesses. The judge did not allow that level of protection for all of the witnesses, only the undercover officers. So people like the FBI agent, Phil Christiana, he did not have a level of protection like that, so we got to see real clear what he looks like. And, in fact, after the trial yesterday, activists stood outside of the exits to the courthouse with video cameras.
Which they probably would have done anyway.
Yeah, but in this case, they did it for a specific purpose, which was to...
No, I meant they probably would have chased down any of these witnesses if they could have had the opportunity to get them on film, right?
No, I mean, they didn't chase down most of the witnesses. There's like 10 witnesses in the trial, and they only went after Phil Christiana, the FBI agent, because he was the one lying clearly on stand, and he's the one who's targeting the Keene Activist Center, and he's the one who's targeting liberty-loving people and trying to get them to roll over on their friends. So he got confronted. If you want to see the video footage from that, you can go to freekeen.com, scroll down just a little bit, and it was posted late yesterday. So this agent, James Mayers, was the undercover drug task force agent. He took the stand, and you know, as usual, there's a bunch of boring procedural police questions, and you know, they get out the bags of weed and they show them off, and of course, it's a shame that you know there's so much good weed gone to waste here, and not to mention that, but so many hours, so many man hours gone to waste. I mean, really, you look at this trial and you look at the scope of it. The scope, the, you know, the trial itself is going to take three days of these jurors' time. And then on top of that, you've got all these government bureaucrats who are paid some sort of salary for the work that they're doing. And they're collecting evidence and they're filling out forms and it's going to the lab and it's being analyzed. And it's, you know, they're doing investigations and they're staking out the Keene Activist Center. And there's, you know, they're sending an informant in there and he's rolling over and then they're trying to get I mean, there's just so much time, so much effort. The trial itself is so detailed and so arduous, all of this effort being put in, and who knows how much of your taxpayer dollars, but all of this effort being put in at federal, state, and local levels. I mean, this is a multi-jurisdictional task force here.
Cluster F.
How much money are they spending? How many man hours were put into this? All to bust a friend of ours, Rich Paul, who is just one of the nicest guys who, you know, he likes a little bit of weed. He sold some weed to some people. This is something that happens every single day across the country from person to person.
In plenty of places, it's legal.
This is true. And, in fact, 420 is coming up April 20th, and there's news about how Washington and Colorado are expecting some pretty serious pot tourism coming up this year. So
really, you can travel to Washington and Colorado for April 20th. All right.
Yeah, I mean, people travel to you know, Amsterdam for things like the Cannabis Cup, and they're doing something similar from what I understand. I think it was Colorado. Probably doing something like that in Washington as well. But, yeah, that's a popular reason to travel, so it's probably going to be a nice little boost to those states' economies, at least from that perspective. So it's a ridiculous waste of money. It's absolutely outrageous, and the question is, when will it finally end? And what can you do to help end it? Now, you can always get involved with the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws or whatever other local organizations might be advocating such things. But I still think the Free State Project's the best bet. Yeah, I get it. I get it. You can go to Washington right now and you can chief your joint, no problem, and you don't have to worry about...
You sure can. What is chiefing?
That would be to smoke.
Okay.
You can smoke your
perfectly good verb that they just leave, that you replace.
In
hey, I didn't know either.
Washington or Colorado, or go to all these other places and get your medical card. But, you know, if you're a one-issue person, then you should just go and do that. But if you're somebody that cares about freedom on all fronts, and if you're somebody that understands the war on drugs is more than just the war on marijuana, that it's a war on peaceful people who want to do a variety of different chemicals, then you should get together with the people that understand those principles. There's more coming up here. You can take control over the Rich Paul trial and your calls about anything coming up.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Superfam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your heirloom solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free number tonight for you. Bring up what you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 855-453. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Those features include news updates. Get signed up. You can follow us via Twitter and Facebook. Also email. Whatever your preference. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
It's beginning to seem like not a day is going to go by without a major news source doing some kind of story on bitcoins. If you've heard about bitcoins and you haven't really figured out how to get bitcoins, bitinstant.com is the fastest and easiest way to acquire your bitcoins. Bitinstant makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world, including Walmarts and CVSs right here in the United States. All you have to, you can do it actually from your computer at home. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, like, you know, tell them where you're going to deposit the money, and tell them where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's really, it's that easy. It's bitinstant.com.
Let's continue. We can talk more about the Rich Paul trial and some of the things that happened in court today as our friend is facing 81 years in prison for selling some weed. First, we go to Ramon in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live, Ramon.
What's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
I wanted to touch on the Rich Paul case and how ridiculous it is. And I was wondering, when he's presenting his evidence tomorrow, when the defense starts to present their case, is there any possible way they could, like, inform the jury about, you know, the stuff that occurred in the 1930s with William Randolph Hearst and all the propaganda that is affecting people's minds.
Probably not. Generally, what? Judges will. Do you have much courtroom experience at all, Ramon?
Oh, I do. Just not on the good side of it. I'm usually getting sentenced and thrown in cells, but that's.
Well, I mean, then you probably know that when you're in court, if you stray too far afield, as they would call it, perhaps from the issue at hand, which is whether or not the laws were broken. If you go beyond that, usually the prosecutor will object if they're worth, you know, they know what they're doing. They'll object, and the judge will sustain any kind of journey into history or journey, you know, into. To some other somewhat unrelated thread.
Yep, that's pretty much how they do it.
Wow. See, usually I've never taken it to trial, so I don't know the actual, and I don't really like watching court TV.
You would
like
probably
that.
It's awful to watch court. I don't blame
yeah, I
you.
Can't.
But you would probably get more leeway if you were to testify. So if you, as the defendant, gets up, you know, you get up on the stand and you testify, then you could talk about your motivations, I think. Now, again, I'm not an attorney. I could be wrong about this, too. But it's just my understanding that a defendant on the stand does have more leeway to kind of get into, well, the reason why I want prohibition to end is because it started like this. And then you could kind of tell the story and, you know, I did this because blah, blah, blah.
Sounds likely.
I believe that to be the case. But then again, if you get on the stand, then you have to be cross-examined, and that's why a lot of people don't do that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, facing 81 years, I don't really think he has much to lose. I try to pull every, you know, rabbit out the hat that I could because I'm looking at it like, hey, it's either life or death right now. It's not a joke anymore, so I don't care what judges would say. I would get kicked out of the courtroom because I would stand up and let them know.
Oh, no, they wouldn't kick you out of the courtroom. They'd put you in jail for contempt of court if you're the if you are your own attorney.
Yeah.
Or
you get kicked out of bars. However, if you get too loud in court, they just throw you in jail.
See, it's ridiculous. People have to realize those little loopholes in the system are what keep people from learning the reality of what's
absolutely.
Going on. These are the factors that we have to take into consideration and wake people up to because
I totally agree with you. Unfortunately, when you're in court, it's their rules or you go to jail. And if you don't do what the man in the robe says, then you go to jail. And so therefore, you can also, by the way, think you know their rules, and then the man in the robe, in a lot of cases, can completely change those rules on you.
Just change those for you.
Right. In fact, the first rule of district court in New Hampshire is that the judge can waive the rules at any time in the interest of justice. So if the judge doesn't want to
by justice, they mean whatever the hell they want to do.
That's right. So, you know, if the judge decides that he would like to do whatever he wants, he can just do that, and there's no accountability whatsoever that the judge has for that, and there's nothing you can do about it besides try to minimize the damage that is being done to you. And unfortunately, I've learned all this by watching court trials and being there physically present for them, both as a defendant and as an observer who, I don't know, maybe I've spent a couple months of my life in court. I really don't know. It would be difficult to calculate all of the hours that I've spent.
You stick through every boring bit of it, too.
Ramon, thanks for your call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, there's going to be a little bit of excitement for, say, the participants, like the lawyers there. You know, they're at trial, and they're
in front of their stuff.
Yeah, they're in front of people. So this
and
is
worst
their,
case, they lose. They don't get to go to jail.
Their minute in the sun or whatever. But for those of us sitting in the back, in the jurors and the audience, God, it's boring. Boring.
I mean, even John Webb, the prosecutor, acknowledged at a couple points today that it was pretty dull what was going on. So there is all that. Again, you can comment here on what you like. More updates from my posts earlier today, which you could see over at the Free Keen Facebook page or also at the front of freekeen.com. So this FBI agent we talked extensively about last night about how he was lying.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, could he be caught in one of his perjuries? You know, when he was lying under oath, he perjured himself. But can you prove that he perjured himself? Well, there's one of his one example was today when he was asked.
He wasn't asked.
Excuse
today.
Me. He was asked yesterday. You know, how did he end up hooking up with the drug task force in New Hampshire? Well, he says that the drug task force members called him. Someone from the drug task force called him. First, he claimed it was Trooper Newton, who we talked about again yesterday. But he then, I think, made it more general, like, well, someone from the Drug Task Force called me. Except everyone from the Drug Task Force on stand today, independently of this guy, this Christiana, they all said they had not called the FBI. In fact, the story from one of them was that they just both happened to be working in the same area, and they, you know, they just kind of somehow got hooked up together. And there was no real definition as to who called who or whatever, but the one thing that the Drug Task Force members all agreed upon was that none of them had called no one. In fact, one of the DTF members said that no one in the DTF had called the FBI. So he went beyond just saying he didn't call.
Yeah, you'd ask, why would they call? You know, I mean, the only solution I can come up with is this Christiana fellow from the FBI gave sort of standing orders to any law enforcement in the general vicinity of a Free Stater or in Keene or whatever. Hey, when you get one of these Free Staters on the line, let me know. And that's the best I can come up with.
Maybe, but that would have probably required them to contact him. And
why did you contact him?
It seem like they didn't contact him, and he said that they did. So either all of the Drug Task Force members are telling a lie, or Phil Christiana, the FBI agent, is telling a lie.
I hear you.
Now, whether or not he'll ever be held accountable for his lies is another question entirely.
Well, the best thing you can do is pile up the evidence in this circumstance that the FBI, for whatever reason, wants to get, to target somebody who's inside of, who's a Free Stater, so that they can go after this organization. And so, therefore, these charges are specious because they're all just kind of trumped up anyway.
So, let's go to the phones. Kevin's on the line in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kevin.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you very much for taking my call.
There's a lady here, too, but go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's
hello,
right.
Everyone. It's good to be back. It's been a while since I've listened to you guys, and right off the bat, great conversation. A couple of things I wanted to throw into the fold about the crookedness of the court system.
Stand by. I want to hear them both, but you'll have to hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment, Kevin. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He will talk to us about the ridiculousness of the court system. And, boy, there's plenty of that to go around. You can take control here. Share your experiences with the court or whatever is on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's a new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We're talking about courts. It is certainly not the most exciting of topics, but there's a lot to it, and there's some very interesting things that you might not necessarily realize if all you do is watch Judge Judy. So we're getting into...
That's over in a half hour, right?
Yeah, this one's been going on. This trial that I've been attending has been going on for 2 days now, and it's going to go into day number 3 tomorrow. Odds are good it's going to wrap up in the morning, at least as far as the jury going to deliberations. Who knows how long that will take.
Who knows?
So,
anybody who says they know, just telling you a fib.
Yeah, you can go to freekeen.com if you want to know more about the Rich Paul trial. There's some good links on there that can help you out. Also, coplock.org/Rich Paul is another great page with good information. But we've got Kevin on the line, and we're going to continue with his thoughts here in moments.
SACL CAI brings you the phone lines here. It's 855-450-FREE, and they're a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can help you out with that. They treat both you and your customers with respect. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, SACL CAI.
Kevin's on the line in Minnesota. Kevin, you had a couple points you wanted to make. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Now, a little bit of a backstory. I am a disabled veteran of Native American descent, getting that 100% disability from Social Security and from the VA. Now, I recently went through a divorce, and I was told by the courts and by other judges and lawyers that I talked to that there's no way they could go after my disability because it's what I need to survive.
Is that enough to survive on? Just out of curiosity on this. I mean, you know, these.
Oh, heck no.
Yeah, I would think that it was quite low that you'd be eating, you know, crackers and stuff.
Right, and if it wasn't for the fact that I was ran over by a garbage truck, I wouldn't be able to survive at all. But that's another story in itself.
There's some other settlement coming from the garbage truck, is that what you're claiming?
Well, no, I already received that settlement many years ago, but that was also something that was given to me for my health and my disability. Now, when I went before the judge, first of all, he did not appreciate me representing myself whatsoever.
And he definitely, you weren't playing their game.
As if you have a whole bunch of money to toss around.
Absolutely. And he didn't appreciate the fact that I told him he had no jurisdiction over me being a citizen of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe, which is a sovereign entity in itself, where the wedding or the, actually it wasn't even a wedding, it was a binding of the souls. But regardless of that...
What did he say to you when you told him there was no, he didn't have jurisdiction?
Well, he asked if he didn't have jurisdiction over me, why was I there in the courtroom?
Because you'll throw me in jail if I don't?
Well, that's part of it, too. But I said that both parties here want the best outcome for the children that are involved. So I'm here on behalf of the children because I have no challenges with child support and taking care of my children and being a stand-up father. And I'm a father that's blind in a wheelchair fighting to get custody, at least 50-50 custody. And once my wife found out that if she got 50-50 custody, she would not be getting any type of financial assistance. So of course,
suddenly 50-50 custody didn't sound like such a good idea for her, right?
Exactly. So what I find out, because I'm appealing it, because the judge put a gag order on me and actually threw me out of court and had a bailiff try to pull me out of my wheelchair to take me out of the courtroom, that when I protested on the child support, they awarded her over $1,500 a month. And who, on a fixed income, where am I supposed to come up with that kind of money?
Jeez.
Sounds like they just want to throw you in jail.
Well, absolutely. So then when all of a sudden I went to pay my salary of the people I have to pay out of my pocket to take care of me, I go to the bank and it's empty. That the child support and the county lawyer took my money and emptied one of my accounts.
Wow.
Wow.
And so when I protested it, because it's against the Minnesota statutes and the American Disability Act to take away any funds that I need for my basic survival, that it's against the law to take away a person's disability. Well, the child support officer found this out and knew that I was getting disability from Social Security and from the VA and pointed it out to the lawyer. The county lawyer said, well, we don't know for sure if it's disability or not, even though I've been getting disability for over 15 years. Go ahead and take his money because then he'll have to prove it. And so now I have to file with the court, which, of course, there's always a filing fee.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was $300. So I can fight to get my money back from them that they took out of my account.
Wow.
It's crazy.
They just screw people left and right. And most of it happens in the complete, you know, the complete cover of darkness. Because so many people are being harmed by this system, it's impossible to cover all of the stories in the level of detail that each one of them deserves. And the only way that anyone can get attention on their situation is if they happen to have some sort of mainstream media outlet available to them, or they set themselves on fire. And that's what actually happened here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, out in front of the very same courthouse that I was at today, where a man who is in a similar situation as you, Kevin, he was not a disabled vet, but he was a dad getting screwed over by the family court system. He set himself ablaze and committed suicide by self-immolation out in front of the courthouse. And, you know, he got some media attention, but not that much. And the average person, you know, who's so frustrated that they decide to hang themselves in their garage or sit in their car with their car running and the garage door closed or whatever method they use to off themselves, these people don't get even near the level of exposure that Thomas Ball got for setting himself on fire. So I definitely can empathize to some extent with your situation. I wish you the best of luck, and I appreciate your call tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Actually encountered today, there were a couple of people outside the courthouse after we were getting out of Rich Paul's trial. I guess it was, you know, coincidence. They just happened to be there on that day. They were doing some research into Tom Ball. This is a guy that set himself on fire in front of the courthouse almost two years ago. They were doing some research. One of them is a librarian, and maybe her husband, I'm not sure, I didn't ask. but a nice couple, maybe in their early 60s, late 50s perhaps, and seemed genuinely interested in what had happened with Thomas Ball, and they'd come up from Massachusetts to do some research into this, and they're going to like spend the night in Keene and stay and go to court tomorrow and dig in further to learn about this, because there's not really that much information out there about it. There was a little bit of local news. I did a story over at freekeene.com about this.
They must have read that, right?
Nope, they hadn't seen that yet, I don't think. They got my name from court documents, from what I understand.
Have they read Tom Ball's his letter?
They read his letter, yeah. Now, this, for those who don't know, Tom Ball set himself on fire. He wrote this letter to the local newspaper, this kind of manifesto. It had some good points, and it had some bad points.
Like, I think he was suggesting to setting courthouses on fire across the nation.
So, I mean, I don't agree with violence.
He had, like, a plan.
I don't recall him having a specific plan. What I remember from his letter, what spoke to me was that it was 12 pages, for starters, and I figured that if someone felt passionately enough about something that they were going to set themselves on fire about it, that I could find 10 minutes to read what he had to say.
It took way longer than 10 minutes to read that letter.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that he said was the second set of books, and Ian and I have talked about this, the frustration in the second set of books.
Meaning
the rules that the enforcers have that you don't necessarily have.
Right.
So the cops have operating procedure. You know, we as the citizens have the revised statutes, the laws. You know, you can go buy a copy of that, but you can't go buy a copy of the standard operating procedure for the Keene Police Department. So there's your second set of books.
Well, and I don't know if it
talks about how, you know, some people get more justice than others.
Oh, sure.
That sort of thing, too.
You could go put a 91A request, Freedom of Information, in and get various different operating procedures for the government. But I think what he meant by the second set of books was that there's a set of rules for you and a set of rules for them. And basically, the set of rules for them is this always ebb and flowing, and it never really is something you can nail down. And it's basically we do what we want, and we screw you over, and then you do what we tell you is essentially how it works out. I think he did make some good points in the letter, but he does end up advocating burning down courthouses. And, that could catch somebody in flames, and I don't believe in violence. As a method to solve problems. So I disagreed with his solution, but I could empathize with his frustration at an awful, inhumane system. And, you know, he may not have been a perfect guy, but he did deserve what happened to him. 855-453. If you want to look up more, you can go to FreeKeene, type in Tom Ball. You can find more. It's been actually the most popular story on FreeKeene.com ever. Hour 2's next.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.